Welcome to the Click Podcast. I'm Danny Watson, a mindset and manifestation expert and founder of The Click, a company that helps women overcome their fears and limiting beliefs to create a life and business that they love. Within this podcast, I will help you get clear on what you want, identify the blocks that are holding you back, transform your mindset and raise your vibration so that you can co-create magic with the universe. If you are looking to design a life that truly sets your soul on fire and manifests more success and abundance, then you are in the right place. Hello, ladies. Well, it feels good to be back. You may have realized that I started this podcast a couple of months ago now, and I kind of went all in on doing a few episodes per week, and you may have wondered what's happened and why I have seemingly dropped off the face of the planet when it comes to recording podcasts and putting new episodes out there. So I have a little bit of news which I want to share with you all, and it kind of ties in with the topic that I want to discuss today, which is surrendering to the things that we can't control. How do you allow yourself to surrender to what you can't control and to let go, trusting that things will work out for you eventually, trusting that when you do experience setbacks or, you know, times when things feel like they aren't going your way, that there's a reason for those things and things will eventually work themselves out. So my news that I want to share with you then is that I am expecting my second child. So for anybody that has been pregnant before, that first trimester, wow, what a roller coaster. Oh my goodness. So I have a daughter, Raffi, already, and I remember being pregnant when I first got pregnant with her, how tired I felt, how sick I was. And this second time round, it was almost like a double whammy. I honestly felt like I'd been hit by a bus, and I really wasn't expecting it. I am somebody that normally has pretty good amounts of energy. I've got a lot of get up and go. I normally wake up in the morning feeling really motivated, feeling really energized, and, you know, really, I love throwing myself into my work, and I love, you know, creating. And this first trimester, second time round, I just didn't have the energy to do anything. And I really mean anything. Like, I was feeling really unmotivated, really uninspired. I was feeling really exhausted. I was really, really sick. Like, felt completely nauseous all of the time. And of course, as a business owner, you know, your business doesn't just stop, right? I have clients to attend to, our students within the Click Academy. I do a lot of live sessions. So I knew my priority in terms of my business was to really continue to serve the people that we are already serving, our existing client base, our existing students, make sure I could show up for them as fully as possible, and really conserve my energy for the most important things, you know, my things that were, you know, a priority in my business, but also being there for my daughter, looking after myself. So what that ultimately meant is that some things had to go on the back burner, which for me was really frustrating, because I am somebody, I love planning out these big goals. I love having projects that I'm working towards. There was a number of different things that I had planned around this time that I just simply did not have the energy to do. Now, when I kind of first found out I was pregnant and this fatigue really kicked in, my first instinct was to try and push through it, okay? I started to revert back actually to a pattern that I've spent a lot of time trying to break, and that is my tendency to want to show up and continue to kind of push myself despite often feeling exhausted or despite perhaps not feeling inspired. And I think a big part of this is, you know, coming from this very masculine world where we're taught that, you know, to get success, you have to continue to work hard, you know, you have to soldier on, you have to hustle. You know, I'd worked in the corporate world where this was very much the energy, you know, working hard, working late, and just keep on going. And I've done a lot of work around this, a lot of unconditioning, you know, to try and actually release those patterns and to embrace more my feminine energy so I can work in a way that really tunes in with my natural rhythms, with my energy, work in a way that feels really good, it feels really inspiring, and it recognizes where I do need to just take a break and I do need to rest. So as I said, like my instinct to begin with, I was like, no, I've just got to push through this. And then I reminded myself of all of the work that I've already done and how this is something that I simply need to surrender to. And so the pause in the podcast and the pause in other things that, you know, I wanted to kind of pursue over the past few months that I just haven't been able to, I had to completely just let those things go. I had to completely surrender. And surrendering to what we can't control, surrendering to the universe, it essentially should be one of the easiest parts of manifesting and creating the life that we want, because it essentially requires us to do nothing, right? Often we just have to kind of just sit back and let things run their course. However, a lot of us have that desire to want to control the outcome. We want to be able to, you know, for us to be able to manipulate the outcome and to push ourselves so that we get to the goal that we want. And so for the topic then for this podcast is how can we learn to embrace that surrender more, so that when we do have these times when perhaps we're not feeling the most energized, not feeling the most inspired, maybe you experience some setback in your life, you know, maybe something happens to you, maybe you get ill, maybe a family member gets ill, maybe there's something else that happens beyond your control that affects how you're able to show up. It might affect the time that you're able to give to perhaps your business or to other things. How do we learn to surrender? So where I want to start with this, because my story was really about just surrendering because I just didn't have the energy, right? You know, I was extremely exhausted. And one of the things that I kept reminding myself, and this is a beautiful phrase, is that nothing in nature blooms all year round, neither should we, okay? So if we look around as in nature, I mean, as I say this, I'm looking out into my garden and I'm seeing like some of the flowers at the moment are in full bloom, some of the others that, you know, have kind of come out of their full bloom, they've like wilted a little bit. You know, if we look around us, nothing is always performing at its best. Nothing is constantly shining its light in the brightest possible way, 24/7. We go through these cycles, just like the seasons, just like, you know, if you look at a tree, that tree isn't going to be blossoming all year round. In the winter, it's going to look sparse, but then it renews itself and it comes back to life again. And this is how we want to approach ourselves as well. Recognizing that we too have seasons. We too are going to go through times where it's much more about slowing down, tuning inwards, resting, recuperating. There's going to be times of, you know, our cycles where we are feeling more energized, when we have more creativity, when we feel like we are unstoppable, but that isn't going to be 24/7. So I think it's allowing yourself, giving yourself permission to have those moments where you slow down, knowing that this is completely normal, knowing that this is what nature intended. And when we go with nature rather than going against nature, that's when we are in the flow, okay? Remember when we try and force things or push things or control things, we create more resistance. And what we do is we actually lock our desires even further away from us. So a question to ask yourself when you are perhaps experiencing like low inspiration, low energy is, how can I lean into this? How can I embrace this? Trusting that this is just a season that I'm going through. It's not going to last forever. I'm going to come out the other side of this and I'm going to feel my normal inspired self. but for now, how can I just surrender to what I am feeling? So it might be things like, little things like just paying attention to what your body's telling you. You know, our body's a really good indicator of when we are out of alignment. You know, it's going to show up as obviously feeling low energy, but it can also manifest itself in terms of stress, anxiousness, tension, you know, different pains throughout your body. Listen to what your body is telling you. But another question you can ask yourself, which really helps you to let go and just surrender to the process, whatever it is you're going through, is how is this happening for me? Quite often we get caught up in, oh, you know, this is really annoying that I'm experiencing this. We experience frustration. You know, this is definitely something that I went through. I was tired. I was so angry at myself. I'm like, why don't I have any more energy? Why do I just want to zone out and do nothing for the whole day? I was getting angry at myself, beating myself up. And of course, that just makes things worse, right? You know, you're punishing yourself twice because not only are you lacking energy, but you're then also, you know, experiencing emotional distress because you are getting frustrated with yourself. So rather than saying, you know, why is this happening to me? Ask, how is this happening for me? What lessons can I learn from this? What opportunities for growth are there going to be through this experience? You know, how can I come out the other side stronger because of this? How is this helping me to grow as a woman, as a coach, as a business owner? So often these periods, these times when, you know, things aren't going our way, we see it as this really negative thing. But there'll often be lessons or things for us to learn or take away from that we should start embracing. So maybe what's happening to you, let's say something that's beyond your control, maybe it's some sort of setback that, you know, it's nothing that's your fault, maybe something else is going on in your life and you can't control that. There's going to be a reason why that is actually happening in your favor, even though it may not feel like it at the time. When I look back at all of the setbacks that I've had along the way, there was always a reason why I had to experience those things. And with hindsight, I was able to look back and see, actually, that was almost a blessing in disguise. A really good example of this was a couple of years ago, my business took a bit of a dip just out of nowhere. I was like, what's going on? Where are my clients? Why am I not getting any inquiries? And I couldn't figure out what was going on and what I was doing wrong. And then my dad got really ill. So my dad has a genetic heart defect and he ended up having to go and have a heart transplant. And during that time, so I don't live round the corner from my parents. At the time I was living in London, my parents are up north. It's like a good 2.5 hours on the train, a good 4-5 hours drive. So I couldn't just hop back and forth. I wanted to be there for my mum and I wanted to be fully present for my family and just be able to step away from my business a little bit. And so actually looking back, I realized that the universe had gifted me this incredible thing. You know, by freeing up space, you know, I was seeing this kind of break almost in my business where the client requests almost dramatically just dropped off. And that just gave me the time that I needed to be fully present for my mom, for my dad, my sisters, and just have that family time. Another example, actually, more recently. So at the time of recording this, we're in August 2020, and obviously everything that is going on in the world, you know, COVID, this has been a moment where we've really had to fully surrender. There's so much that is beyond our control with the lockdown, with, you know, everything that's going on in the world. There's nothing that we can do about it. You know, I've spent the past few months not really being able to go anywhere. I'm used to traveling pretty frequently, so that's something I've just had to just surrender to. But one of the things, and again, like, my frustration kicked in here because I was like, oh, this is so annoying that I have to wait. We moved into our house last October and the plan was to start the work in March. What happened in March? Everything went into lockdown. So all of the plans that we had to start renovating our house were completely put on pause. And again, the frustration kicked in. My desire to want to control things and to have things done in my time frame. You know, I wanted this house done by the summer so we could enjoy it. I remember kind of hearing myself not surrendering to the universe, not surrendering to what I couldn't control, and getting myself more worked up because of it. I now look back and I realize that it was actually a blessing that we didn't start the work in March, because since then, we've had a lot of time to spend in the house. We've pretty much not left our house and our garden for, you know, the past few months. And so it's allowed us to actually get a lot clearer on what we really want from our renovation. And what's really interesting is that a lot of the ideas that we were going all guns a-blazing with, thinking that that's what we wanted, we've actually changed our mind on a lot of things. And so that gap in having to wait for the renovations to be done, now I see it as like, oh my God, what a gift. Because now we're actually about to start the house and it's going to look exactly how we want it. You know, we're not compromising on anything. You know, we've really kind of figured out what we want from this home. And so, yeah, as I was saying, like this, these times when we think things aren't working out for us, stop to think that maybe things are working out for you. Maybe there's some lesson in this. You know, what if you are experiencing this so that the universe can show you a different path? So it might be, you know, something that, you know, gets in your way of things. It might feel like a stumbling block to you. But what if that stumbling block is actually just a gentle nudge from the universe to say, hey, look over here for a second. There's something different for you, something better for you, you know, and that's what it's trying to guide you towards. So ask yourself, how could this perhaps be happening for me rather than to me? What I've realized is also important is that when you are in these moments where things feel out of your control and you're, you know, you're trying to just surrender to it, let go of the need to know when things are going to right themselves again. Okay, now this is something actually that I've seen a lot of our students inside the Click Academy experience, where they have these times where something happens or their energy is off and they just do not feel like doing any work at all. We actually, on our weekly mindset call, I was actually chatting with one of our students who had recently gone through a breakup, somebody that she'd been with for a number of years. And this breakup, you know, a breakup's a pretty painful experience, right? Anyway, we connected on the call, and obviously our students that come into the Click Academy, they're training to become a coach, they're setting up their business, they come into it and they're so eager to get things going and things to happen quickly. And I chatted with this specific student and she said, Danny, like, I've not wanted to do anything for literally the past few weeks or the past week. And, you know, I'm going through a lot of things because I'm upset and I'm feeling really sad and just feeling really unmotivated and uninspired. And I really encouraged her to just surrender, obviously surrender to how she was feeling, really just give herself what she needed right now to feel better. You know, there's no point in trying to work from that place of feeling uninspired, right? Because you're never going to produce your best work. So the first important thing for her was, how could she make herself feel better? What could she do to kind of heal, to rest, to kind of just allow herself that time that she needed? Okay. And I told her just to completely surrender to when things were going to get better. It could be in a week from now, it could be in 2 weeks from now. It might be that you have to spend another 6 weeks, like, just feeling this way. And that is okay. Often we're so hooked on this idea that our journey to success has to look a certain way and it has to happen within a certain time frame. And if there is a delay on that, it is the worst thing in the world. But actually, when you try and resist or you try and push for things or force for things, again, you don't get to that goal any quicker. You actually push that goal even further away and you just make things even worse for yourself. So if in this situation, if she tried to just kind of force herself to work and to forget about the breakup and just push that to the back of her mind, it will have eventually come back to bite her on the bum. Because especially when we're talking about emotional things that we're going through, right? Like, we can't suppress our emotions. Suppressing our emotions is like just sweeping things under the rug, pretending that they don't exist, and then they fester. They get worse, and when they come back, they're going to come back twice, if not 10 times more powerful. Okay, so we have to acknowledge what we're going through, embrace it, and heal from it. You know, don't just disregard how you're feeling and soldier on regardless. Again, that is a very masculine way of approaching your work. Your first job is to get yourself back to that place of feeling inspired, and it will come. If you've experienced it before, you can experience it again. And again, this is something I see come up quite a bit, you know, where students of ours, they come in and they're really motivated and really excited. And then maybe a month later, they perhaps don't have that level of enthusiasm. You know, something happens and it derails them a little bit. And they're like, oh my goodness, like I'm never going to get back to that really excited, productive, happy space that I was in previously. And I say, well, why not? If you've experienced it before, you can experience it again. But you're not going to experiencing it when you're trying to force yourself back to that space. You know, you will come back to that space naturally. Now, what do we do in these times? Like, what is like a tool that we can use in these times when things are going on beyond our control, we're trying to surrender? This is where meditation and journaling, these very simple everyday tools, these where they become the most powerful, because it's through using these tools we can figure out, why is this happening for me? What do I need to do here? And allow our intuition and our heart to guide us rather than that ego and fear. So when we're stuck in our heads, when we're experiencing things beyond our control and the ego kicks in, we're going to start acting from that place of fear. And that's when we start to push for things, control things, when we start to panic. You know, let's say something happens and we go into panic mode. I'm like, oh my God, I need to fix this straight away. And it's that very like frantic way of being. Whereas if we slow down and tune inwards and we use meditation and journaling to kind of really reflect on what's going on for me here, what is the universe trying to tell me? What is my higher wisdom telling me? We're going to start acting more from that place of compassion and love versus fear. It's going to be far easier for us to surrender and to just go with the flow rather than being hard on ourselves. So I love to use meditation as a way to get guidance from the universe and figure out what it's trying to tell me. So again, like in those times when it feels like things are beyond your control, tune inwards and just listen. Listen to the messages that come up. But also, listen to the signs that are all around you. Signs that things are unfolding in your favor, even though it doesn't feel like it. Often we just pay attention to what is in front of us. So maybe it's some setback, or maybe it's like exhaustion that we're feeling. We're like, we take that as a surface level. We're like, this is what's going on for me. You know, this is something I don't want to be experiencing. And we're not actually recognizing that the signs that are around us that are showing that we are actually on the right path. You know, we are going in the right direction. And this is just something that we're going through right now, but it is not that things aren't working out for us. So it might be that you already have a sign from the universe. It might be, you know, a specific animal that you see, or a white feather, or a butterfly. It might be a specific number that you see. In those moments of doubt and uncertainty, when you are wondering, like, oh my God, like, what is going on? Like, am I doing the right thing? Like, I've got all of these things that are going on and I just, you know, I feel like I can't, they're beyond my control. In those times, again, ask the universe for a sign. Show me that I'm on the right path and, you know, this is just something that's happening right now and it doesn't mean that what I want isn't on its way. It doesn't mean that I'm not in the process of manifesting my desires. We have to always trust that what we want is on its way, despite what we may be experiencing in the physical world. You know, our desires, once we've got clear and intentional on them, they are there. They already exist in the metaphysical world, right? We just have to then be patient and trust that they're going to appear at exactly the moment they are meant to appear in our lives. And so, again, ask the universe for a sign. You know, this might be going on in my life right now, but I just want some confirmation that I am where I'm meant to be. I can just surrender to what's happening right now. I can just trust that this is going to run its course. Send me a sign that I'm being supported through this. Okay? You know, the universe is always there. It's going to be there in the good times and it's going to be there in the bad times. You know, when you are experiencing those bad times, you know, that's when the universe can show you that it's there, it's by your side, it's got you. It's keeping you safe. Things are going to run its course eventually. And it will be there to embrace you and catch you on the other side when things start to write themselves out again. Okay. Now, I think just on a final note is, again, this just capturing this idea that nothing lasts forever. Go back and think about when you experienced negative things in your life previously. And at the time, how it felt like it was the end of the world and, you know, how that affected you emotionally. And how sometimes when we're going through that, it feels like, oh my God, this is just going to happen. This is going to last forever. It feels like it's lasting an eternity. And then think about how whatever was going on then is no longer going on now. You know, that's the nature of things. Like nothing lasts forever. Things are always going to run its course. You know, as the phrase goes, this too shall pass. Okay? So embrace that, knowing that, you know, whatever you are going through right now, even if it doesn't feel the most comfortable thing in the world, it will not last forever. You are going to get to a point where you will be out of the other side and you might be thinking, phew, my gosh, like, I'm so glad that is over. As I said, there will be some growth you've experienced through that. So I hope that this has given you a lot of food for thought today. But surrendering, as I said, it is so important. We need to be able to let go what we can't control. Embrace what we can, because there's going to be lots of things in our lives that are within our control that we can learn how to embrace. But the things that we can't, we just have to surrender to. Because as I said, you are going to suffer twice. If you can't control them, but then you also beat yourself up about not being able to control those things, you then suffer twice. I don't want that to happen for you. So yeah, I hope this gave you a lot of food for thought. And yeah, it is good to be back, ladies. Good to be back. I've got lots of exciting content mapped out for these podcasts, which I cannot wait to share with you. So I very much look forward to connecting with you again soon. All right, lots of love, ladies. Bye. If you are wanting to build your own successful online coaching business, make sure to check out Freedom, Abundance and Impact, our free 10-day business and mindset course for coaches and aspiring coaches. To access, simply head to wearetheclick.com and click free course in the menu.